anyway.
Yeah, clearly.
Just chocolate covered Eric in the eyes. He's scrunched up into the shelf.
That's lash-tastic.
Welcome to episode 9 of the WP Candy WordPress podcast. I'm your host, Ryan, along with the other four hosts. Are we co-hosts? How do we do this? I don't know.
I'm the main host.
All right, we'll start with you. Here with me is Justin Vella of Guru.
Hello.
Justin Rao of GuildPress.
Hello.
Ray of GuildPress. He's being pouty.
Hello for Greg.
For Greg?
Ouch.
Oh. And Eric Lash of Guru.
Yes. Hello.
So,
started off the right way.
Yeah, we always do that. Hopefully, only at this point is the music getting quiet, so that now
it sounds like a legitimate.
Yeah. So, how's everybody doing?
Good.
Very good.
Wonderful.
Good. How's the GuildPress?
Still alive and kicking.
Yeah, still alive and kicking.
Hell yeah.
I don't know. I was kind of away for a few days, so.
Yeah.
It was left in Rao's hands, so who knows what really happened.
You guys are doing porn now.
It didn't do that.
We probably really are.
It did better in my hands than it did in yours.
Ooh. What's some throwdown.
Oh. Ooh, it's true.
We solve these dilemmas in Guru by physical violence.
Yeah. We actually go straight there. When it's like, hey, do you have a pen? No. Well.
I feel like that should be our new policy.
Yeah, we figure if you start at the top, you know, there's nowhere else you can go. I mean, right. Start off as angry as possible.
I like it.
How are you, Ryan?
I'm good. Nobody ever asks me.
He always asks you every episode. Every
and then
episode.
You say nobody asked you.
Yeah, and then you always say that.
Nobody?
And then you guys always call it out and say it happens every time.
I don't know about all that.
Oh my god, it's all happening.
I'm getting some crazy deja vu right now.
Get here?
Who are you?
It's a glitch in the system.
It is.
The Matrix has you.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Oh no.
All right, let's do news.
News.
The first thing, it's funny how the smallest stuff gets the most attention. Just this past week, WordPress 3.0, and it's not a small thing, it's a big thing.
Yeah.
WordPress 3.0 downloads surpassed 20 million, and I was going to pull it up and see what the exact number is right now.
I can personally vouch for like a million of those.
Oh, so that's what happened?
It is, yeah.
But it was a small article that we weren't expecting to be as popular.
Oh, yeah. It's a little bit disheartening when you put it up on the site, and it's like, hey, this took like 5 minutes, that's kind of cool, and then it gets the most attention from like all week of all the hours. Yeah, in that sense, it's a small thing on our site, but it's a big thing in terms of WordPress. Pulled up the wrong thing. You know what? I should just pull it up off our site.
There you go.
So yeah, I think we might have. Now, I think I could be wrong, but I remember. There's a Chris Coyier interview that just went up like minutes ago, and now if you're listening to this, it's been up for hours, so you should have already seen it.
Or days.
Or a couple weeks if you don't ever listen to this. I just keep scrolling back. I read somewhere.
Podcast is too homo.
I read somewhere that the download counter actually only counts physical downloads, not upgrades.
Yep.
Which makes the count even that much more impressive. Because most people who probably have WordPress at this point just use it to
upgrade inside of it.
Right. Just the in sort of in app upgrade. I can't find the exact number. It's frustrating. I thought it was just wordpress.org/download/counter.
That's what I thought it was, too.
I was thinking that same thing. Right. Eric, have you downloaded 20 million of anything?
There we go.
I can't.
Ooh, it crossed 20. It's almost 22 20? Million.
Wow.
21,806,503 times.
Oh, we just watched the third.
Oh,
506.
Oh, my God.
I could watch this all night. This is must-see TV.
You know what? I'm sure there are a couple people that probably do. Wouldn't you, if this was something that you had a part of?
Yeah, I can think of one guy, at least.
So that's about all there is. Yeah. I mean, it's a growing number. Yeah, it's thrilling. Exciting. 517 now.
Wow.
I need to
leave that tab open.
I'll leave the tab open. We'll see how many go up.
Yeah.
Just in the course of the podcast. But I've got to hide it. Otherwise, that's all we'll
that
do.
That was scared Eric.
Whoa! 4 downloads. Just a little heads up. AppSumo, another piece of news. AppSumo launched, which claims to be a Mac heist for WordPress and blogging software, but it's mostly WordPress stuff.
Yeah.
Has anybody like bought stuff from Mac Heist before? I mean, I know we've got at least one brand new Apple person.
Yeah, but I bought the Mac Heist before.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah.
So Mac Heist, I forget what time of year does that usually happen? I feel like
it's coming up soon.
Okay. So maybe they should have waited and launched at the same time.
I don't remember if it's at the end of the year or the very beginning, but I feel like I'm completely wrong, but
yeah, it's completely middle of the year. It's in the summer. But typically it's just a lot of, I mean, the Mac Heist idea is just a lot of stuff that you can buy for really a small amount, and the idea is everybody, because of the massive number of people that will buy, everybody still makes a little bit. It's more of it seems like it's more of a marketing thing than anything else. I'm sure there's, you know, but still, there's been talk, you know, in the past or I've heard just ideas from different people of launching a Mac Heist for WordPress. This one actually looks like it. That's what it is. Has Pagely, which they do WordPress hosting, buy sell ads, which isn't directly WordPress, but they have WordPress themes, the PadPress plugin we talked about last week. Yeah. $926 value for $32.
I almost think I need to go buy it.
Yeah.
Spend money, save money.
I mean, really.
It's America.
The best way you can save money is by buying. Look at all this. Anybody see The Office this past week?
Yep.
That was like a subplot of the whole thing, is the costume contest was for a coupon book valued at $15,000. And like Oscar, the accountant, is the only one who's like, you'd have to spend $200,000 to save $15,000 of this stuff. It's virtually $40 is all you're going to use this for.
I've never heard of the Mac. What's in the Mac Heist bundle usually?
I'll pull it up.
Can you like mix and match, or is it just...
No, you get like some cool stuff.
It's an iMac, an iPhone, all for $10.
So it's all Mac software, and I think, let me see if they have the, yeah.
Sometimes they'll have some games in there. A lot of utilities, though.
Yeah. So it tends to be, they usually have, I don't know, two or three high-profile things that draw everybody there, because you're getting it, you're usually going to get the entire bundle for what one of the apps would cost, you know, $50-$60. And they put in a bunch of small indie stuff, too. I think I remember buying one once, and I got a game called World of Goo, which was really cool.
Game is awesome.
But I never would have played it on the Mac unless I saw it through there. I just don't go looking for games on my Mac, so that's one of those things.
Because there are none.
There are very few.
Because they can't do it.
Yeah.
They will do that instead of make soft drinks. Yep. Games.
There you go.
This will be the episode where Lash finds another job. So it's usually just little apps and utilities and stuff that if you bought it all together. I mean, it's the same sort of idea, and I honestly probably don't have a whole lot of the stuff that I've gotten from this that I still keep. I think that's the whole idea, but seems cool. Yeah, it's launched actually by the same, I believe the same person as PadPressed, Jason Baptiste. I think the same guy, so that's kind of cool. I could be wrong on that, but
I like the name AppSumo.
And there's how much? It's only for a week. And
yes. I think it was supposed to
today.
Yeah, just about 6 days, 7 hours, because that post went up a couple hours ago. So get it quick if you want. And we actually have. I need to get back in touch with them, but I think we've got a few of the bundles we can give away on the site. So
cool.
We should do that.
Yeah, definitely should.
Yeah, so we'll probably do that tomorrow. So if you're listening to this, you should go check the site, because we're probably giving away some stuff.
Yeah, free stuff.
Yeah. That's what you should do. Forget the soft drinks and the candy. You should just give away free stuff for a living. Yeah. I feel like the business model will come to you.
Just enter contests all day long.
Oh, yeah.
Just give free stuff? What do you mean?
Just win stuff.
It could be like the Matthew Lesko of, like...
Who's that? What happens
to the grant guy who's like, you can get free money!
Oh.
He wears like the goofy clothing and stuff.
Is that the guy that wears the clothes of money?
He wears the question mark.
Here's my end table for free.
I don't know if your wife would appreciate you giving away your living set.
I would though.
Hanson Meredith Brooks CDs for free.
Oh, I don't know. That's your Hanson CD.
My Fergie poster for free.
I feel like there's a future there.
I feel like there is too.
Until I have nothing to give away.
It's yourself then at that point. It becomes a whole new thing.
Yeah. Then it gets real. All right. Next, really the other big thing that happened today was WordPress.com introduced FoodPress. FoodPress.com.
FoodPress.com, yep.
Yeah. Which seems to be sort of an edited, managed, aggregate source of all the people blogging good things about food on WordPress.com, which sounds interesting. I mean, it's a brand new thing, the idea of sort of pulling content together into one sort of high-quality source is a new thing for WordPress.com to do, for sure.
Something that, like, we've tried to do, or at least talked about trying to do.
Yeah, it's an interesting sort of thing because, and I haven't honestly spent a lot of time on it yet to see what the quality's like. I'm sure it's great, but at the same time, it seems like it might be up in the air because it is people maybe not necessarily writing to be featured on it, but I mean, they have their own blogs and they write about food and they're included.
And they have to, I mean, I guess they kind of have to be careful and make sure that something they don't feature wasn't something somebody just lifted.
Right.
So, I mean, I guess that's why they have, you know, a good editor there.
Yeah, since it is managed, and it seems like something that they probably, you know, I'm guessing all of this that's in here, and this is, I don't know this, but I would just assume that these are all people who have agreed to publish their stuff on here now. Mm-hmm. And they probably just got in touch with them early to get it going. Right. But, it's run by the new FoodPress editor, Jane Maynard, who I don't know anything about, but
you will.
But yeah, I mean, it's good that it's an edited source and not just an, you know, I mean, that's where you get the feeling with them launching one site like this that the plan is to do
a lot.
To do a lot, but the fact that they didn't launch five or six today, and assuming they don't launch four or five throughout the rest of the week,
right?
That this is done.
Yeah. At the end of this, yeah, Clan Press will be live.
Yeah, you guys will be screwed.
We're done.
Oh, yeah, then they'll have, I guess, press, and then we're screwed.
WP Candy is over.
Oh, no. But it feels like there seems to be an emphasis on quality, but only time will tell.
Oh, definitely going to check it out.
Yeah, I am too. Maybe I can cook myself food and not have to worry about being poisoned anymore.
You really got to tempt fate here, don't you?
There's just no good way of we're just gonna keep going past that.
Yep, it's probably best.
The mind just races with how can we wrap? Nope, can't. Nothing we can do with that.
Maybe we could submit some content.
We should.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the
you just have to
content our cell phone.
You just have Chef's to menu. Be a WordPress.com blogger and tag like with different food keywords. I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then they may see your post, and Jane may say, "Oh, I really like this. What was the name of the candy bar you're making?
Why is her voice?
Why is she British?
Why does she talk like that? Is she British?
I don't know.
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins,
British woman,
managing food press.
Soothing voice. Yeah.
That's how I imagine
food.
Like
Julia women. Child.
Yeah, because I think of Julia Child when I think of food. Uh-huh. You know.
Right. Right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. I feel like. I feel like the only way, because I mean, obviously they have tons and tons of content to pull from.
Oh yeah.
So the only to me, because I mean, you know, Justin, you kind of brought it up. The guru idea is sort of making community sites around topics, and we played with the idea of food,
right.
Or of cooking specifically. I feel like the only way to compete with something like that is to bring in personalities and people that people want to keep following.
Right.
And I wonder, I mean, we'll see, because it's only been up, I mean, it's, 24, 48 hours now. Maybe they're going to introduce that idea too, but it feels like it's more of just a place where it all lands than a place where people will keep writing at.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you guys cool need idea. To get, like, Julia
Child. It is a cool idea. I like it.
Yeah, we can get you.
She's dead, right?
I know. But, like, get her out of the grave. And,
okay.
Like,
well, yeah, no, that's.
I think it's a little bit illegal, but okay.
Proper up.
It is.
Proper up. Put a
dig somebody up.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
Marionette style. This is how
you can do the voice, right?
Ray's got the voice.
And one of us is reaching out, moving your mouth.
Oh,
God.
this fucking
this just got
morbid.
Is it possible that's the worst thing we've ever suggested?
No.
No, it's not even close. It's not even close.
The Segway guy.
Watch.
Hey, that was classy.
It was.
And topical.
It was topical.
Yeah.
But I will say, I mean, we've played with the idea in the past, and maybe we'll revisit it again in the future, but food is a really... Cooking in general is a really hard
that's a tough
industry
market.
To
right.
jump into.
But
so
it has to be the personality.
Yeah.
It has to be the personality, and you have to find someone that's able to do both aspects. Like, to be able to blog about it, and if you're going to do video,
right.
be able
yeah.
to do that as well.
That helps if they're hot.
That helps with anything in video. Like, we're going to do anything, and it helps if they're hot.
That's probably going to do video.
I mean, the only way that they can, I mean, this I see succeeding because of just the massive amount of stuff that
they have so much out there that they can just pull from
right.
at any given moment.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of a hard job, too. I mean, like, just sifting through all the crap
choosing.
To find.
That sounds fun to me.
You know?
Yeah. Well, and especially the days where there isn't stuff that rises above the crap. I'm sure that happens, too.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Huh.
Oreo chocolate brownies.
Oh yeah, we gotta call this podcast off and find someone who knows how to cook so we can make this stuff.
Just a jalapeno hot sauce.
Oh, here we go.
Wow, we made it. Hold on, let's see. We made it almost 20 minutes that time before something racist was said about Justin Bella. That was good.
I feel like we accomplished something today.
Yeah,
we almost did it. I wasn't gonna say like when I you guys, that was the most offensive thing you said. I was gonna say no. We usually just get racist with it, and I was like, no, maybe we won't this time.
Maybe it'll
say less than 5 minutes later.
Right. Eric never disappoints.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's good.
We still
you're
love
a real son. Asshole.
We can double it with the Lashtastic bars.
Yeah, they come in a bundle.
Yeah.
So in not to take it back onto the road because we really do love it in the gutter. The WP Candy news. We had a good October for traffic wise.
Very good,
awesome.
Did a post WP Candy in review yesterday or 2 days ago, whenever you're listening to this. That's worth a read. I mean, we're not entirely focused on stats, but you know, we have some decent numbers. We crossed the 40,000 unique visitor mark, which is cool.
42,000.
Let's not sell ourselves short. And so, I mean, it's definitely, I mean, if you look at the lifetime of WP Candy, it did go down a bit while we were away from it. But then when we brought it back up, it's kind of, you know, bouncing back up,
pew!
Upward. Yeah, exactly like that.
Pew!
Yeah.
That noise.
Makes that noise, too.
Yeah. Pew! That wasn't me this time.
It wasn't. So that's cool. The one thing I really hope to see more this month is more guest posting. We had some really interesting ones this past month. A couple editorials from David Coveney and Graham Huber. News contributed posts from Brian Krogsgaard. So hopefully those guys will come back and we'll get some even more people interested in helping us run the site.
Definitely. It's always nice to have other people writing and contributing.
I mean, especially because most of our, I mean, let's face it, 25 minutes into this podcast, we've used up all of our good ideas.
Yeah.
We have nothing else to offer at this point.
Nothing.
We had the racist thing, dead Julia Childs running the show,
Lashtastic bars a couple times.
So, I mean, we're tapped pretty dry right now.
I know you like that idea.
Stop trying to give me your Lashtastic bar. Because it's getting weird.
Oh, and also, Theme Finder's doing well, too. I almost forgot about that. We've got over 500 themes now.
Yeah, there is a lot of themes on there.
There will be a lot more, hopefully really soon.
It's awesome.
We're going to get into it. Oh, I'd like to have, our goal is 750 by the end of the month. I'd like to have upwards of 900. I think we could do it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I like to, you know, I mean, since it's us, I like to set the goals way, way low.
As low as we can.
So that we have the best hopes of, should have said, you know what, we're going to have, we hope to have 515 in the next 30 days.
Don't want to overdo it, get burned out.
Don't want to go crazy. So,
yeah.
I think that pretty much does it for news.
Well, I appreciate the feedback, too, on that post. There's some nice,
nice
feedback that we got.
People
appreciate
the site.
That.
It's very cool.
People love the site.
People love me. I think. Well,
I do. People just love that little bit of spice you bring to the podcast.
Yes.
Oh,
see, that's subtle.
I take it that way.
I appreciate the subtle racism. Yeah.
See, that was
jalapeno sauce, not subtle.
This is a direct attack.
Like you locked eyes with him.
Yeah. it's like when we're at Five Guys and you were like, did that direct eye lock with me, like you were going to murder me at the suggestion about ketchup. And
I take my ketchup serious.
You do.
I do.
You definitely take your Five Guys seriously.
Yeah. When it comes to Five Guys, I mean, you gotta treat them seriously. So right. We have we mentioned it last week, but
it's that time.
it's really excited about it.
It's just about there. We have an experimental new segment where Lash is going to take care of our mailbag segment, and I think we even have we'll give it a cut here. I think we even have an intro for it.
Email. It's email time, and I've made my choice. I'm gonna read your email in a funny voice. Yeah.
And there it was. It was fantastic.
I loved it.
I didn't
so
hear it.
So good.
It'll be there later. And it'll be fantastic.
Through the magic of podcasting.
Yeah, so, Lash, I'll let you take it away. Feel free to start with the subject line.
Yeah.
And then go directly into it. Yeah. I think it's prose, it's art. You know, go as long as you see fit.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, our first message coming from the mailbag here is an exciting one, might I add. Urgent respond. Subject line, spam message number one. comes from our friend Mohammed Issa. Mohammed Issa. Forgive me if I do not pronounce it. He says, good day to you, friend. I'm Mohammed Issa, and actually contacting you regarding my hanged consignment boxes containing funds in Dubai.
Dubai, sure. Yeah.
We've got a heavy user base.
So far, I'm really
Dubai.
Interested.
All right.
I need to hear more.
I'm on board.
Good. With a diplomat for $2 million now because my beneficiary, who was to receive my boxes from this diplomat, passed away. Sorry about that, Mr. Issat. Issat. Yeah, he was ill. According to the doctor, he was suffering from heart cancer because he smoked cigarette a lot. He latter died after some days. There's some words in here I can't pronounce. We're going to skip on. Some more about Dubai, some commission refugees offices in Ghana.
It's very detailed.
How much money are we going to get is what I want to know.
It's kind of what I'm hoping. Maybe a condo in Dubai.
Skip to the second to last paragraph.
Second to last.
No. This is the money shot.
Right here? Okay. Apparently, Mr. Issa, we need to work on the I. You need to start that. Am is not a proper way to start your sentence.
You know, people make mistakes. Typing fast. You know.
It happens. And here's the important part: the whole guts of the article, or mail rather, out of our spam bag. Actually, let me cut in right now and say, can I please get some real emails?
This is the best we can give you to work with.
I had a total of four to read, and they were all spam. And unfortunately, Mr. Issa had the...
he got the luck of the draw.
Right. You know, he was the chosen one. Okay, so Mr. Issa, am ready to give you 25% of the total char, 47 million, which is inside my consignment boxes. All documentations have been taken care of.
Care off.
Sorry, excuse me. Oof, I can't even read this bad of writing. what you just have to do is get the fees, including the documents, which I will send across to you immediately. I get your feedback and call the diplomat and know how to meet with him. Give him the money and the documents. Take my consignment boxes from him. That is all.
I await your kind response, including your information and copy of your passport. Wow. Have a nice day and take care of yourself for longer health. Best regard, Mohammed Issa. Well, thank you, Mr. Issa.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Mohammed, great, long-time reader of the site. Yeah.
Where can we follow Mr. Issa on Twitter?
I think it's Sir Lash.
Yeah, Ask Sir Lash. Mr. Issa will be tweeting from my Twitter account, so follow his every movement for the remainder of this week. Yeah. Until next time, though, I appreciate.
So rich.
Yeah, I know. I feel like send me some good emails and we'll do some fun.
Yeah, that, like, I'm here. Like, I feel like I'm included now.
Send Sir Lash some emails.
Yeah,
You can send real emails to us. We built up the segment from last week. We had to do something.
Right. Yeah.
So we took
our space.
Proofread. If you're going to send us, if you're going to send us 27% of the total car.
Yeah.
Or char, sorry. Total char. The least you could do is,
Proofread
your English. You can email us real stuff at podcast@wpcandy.com, and then we will read it.
Yeah. We will, and maybe if you are the chosen one, you will make the podcast next week.
The chosen one. Holy grace. It's at 21,807,100.
I was just getting ready to ask. God. Read my mind.
That's what I do. We're gonna have to make a closing for the thing too, so everybody knows that, like, this is the end of.
It's wrapping up.
Wrap it up.
Well, again, podcast@wpcandy.com. Get some real ones in there. And this is the part of the podcast where we go into WordPress picks.
If they've even made it past the email.
Oh yeah, no. If anybody at all is still listening, because that was grueling.
You did a wonderful job.
It was a nice reading. I appreciated that.
I like the segment, buddy.
We're going to work on the voices and do it in a funny voice, like I say.
Well, the tough part is when you're reading an email from Mohammed Issa about containing funds in Dubai, it's hard to pick a funny voice that isn't going to get you kicked off of iTunes.
Yeah. Or like a car bomb.
And it's or that would get us in trouble.
We haven't gotten kicked off yet.
We've done some pretty bad stuff.
It's hard to read that kind of writing, too. Like, it just, there's no rhyme or reason to it.
No, never mind.
So the WordPress picks, this is where each of us or whoever has used something interesting this week, whether it's a WordPress theme, a plugin, a website, a book, we highlight it so that you can enjoy it too. Who has one?
I raised my hand too for everyone. Graph Paper Press. Can we go there?
Graph Paper Press.
They're actually being given away.
Given away.
Two themes from Graph Paper Press. Graph Paper Press for the Mac Heist for WordPress.
Sumo thing.
I did not know that, and I added these to Theme Finder, and I thought they were really cool. And there was a lot of free themes, if I remember correctly, that are really nice. So it was my pick of the week, Graph Paper Press.
There are some nice ones.
Yeah,
and they have a lot of themes actually,
and a significant amount of them are free, which.
Yeah, I was trying to see if there's a way to filter out the free ones, where it looks like it's a one.
You can on Theme Finder.
Yes, you can.
Of course you can. Why don't I do that? No, I won't do that. That is an excellent point. Cool. So Graph Paper Press themes at graphpaperpress.com. Yep. Who's next?
Nice.
Would you like to go? Mine is wordpress.org/download/counter.
Oh, all right. I think I heard of that before. Wait a minute. Yeah, I got it up in this tab right here.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Check it out.
It's been downloaded 100 more times.
That's my pick.
Holy cow.
Yeah, the WordPress.org download counter.
It's actually a cool counter.
I think it only updates with every point release, because it's technically WordPress 3.0.1 right now.
Right.
I'm sure it'll refresh at 3.1.
Hopefully.
But
we'll find out.
Nice. There you go. So that would be a website pick. All right. Ra, what about you?
People are probably already know about it, but I started using Socialize this today.
Mm. Okay, and that's a plugin, right?
Yes, it's a plugin. Lets you share pages through Delicious and Facebook and Twitter and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Puts it down at the bottom of your posts.
Now, here's a question on that plugin, because I thought about using it, but
Is this, is this the one? Well, wait, is this the one that you'll see sometimes at the bottom of posts? The ones that does it give different styles, or is it? Always, I feel like I see the one where they pop up from like behind the white.
That's the sexy one.
Okay,
I didn't really like that one.
Okay,
but these are just.
So this one's a little bit more straightforward.
You can only pick. You can just pick like one or two, right? Because I hate the ones where like you go to the site and it's like shared on 500 places you don't give a shit about.
A little more subtle.
You can pick which one you do it on. Enable or disable.
Okay, that's cool. Good. That that's is kind of cool. Oh, okay.
It's got icon sets that you can use.
That's nice. That's
cool.
Nice. I like version 2.
Nice.
Version 2. Justin 2.0. Mm-hmm. So he gets to be the new and improved.
Yeah, that was the failed version.
So yeah, socialize this
like you want an Air Clash icon?
Plugin directory.
Is that too much to ask?
No, I think, but what would it share to? Like?
Oh, you want a share icon for just for you?
I think I know how we could do this.
Lashtastic.
We can just pick our favorite thing so people can click our icons and be like, "Wow, this is what they like."
I think that's what social sharing needs to evolve to, is every individual person having their own share. Because then,
Diaspora, I mean,
we just destroy the idea of all these little icons out there, because now there'll be just hundreds of thousands of them.
Right.
Everybody will have to use them. Because if you want to share them with all your friends, you got to find the faces.
Ooh.
Find Lash. Share it with him.
Lash will always be at the top, though.
You just mentioned Diaspora. Are they still around?
They actually pushed their launch back again.
Now
they're not. Not till after Thanksgiving now.
What happens if they fail? Do they get to keep all that money?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's such bullshit.
So let's give some background, because maybe not everybody knows who this is that we're just all of a sudden upset about.
Oh, I know who this is now.
Yeah. So Diaspora, how long ago was this? This was earlier this year.
That was way earlier this year.
So this was, let's say 9-10 months ago. I think it was, I feel like it was around February, January, February.
When was the last time you posted on your blog?
Oh, yeah. No, I posted about it at RyanEmmel.com on my site. Kind of about it, even though I didn't.
Ryanimal.
Ryanimal. I really want that to catch on.
It already is.
So Diaspora is basically it's a different kind of Facebook.
It's like decentralized.
A decentralized Facebook and that's like how they pitch it. I mean. So it's these four guys. What school are they from? I forget. Do you remember?
I don't remember. Somewhere really uppity.
Okay.
Uppity.
One of the uppity schools, apparently. They started up a project on Kickstarter, which is why it caught everybody's attention, I think, initially, because they said, hey, we want to have a more secure Facebook, basically, that anybody can manage themselves. Which to me was like, oh, you mean like Buddy Press or something that you could.
Right.
It's already open source and out there and you could contribute to, but which is why it caught my attention. But they raised. How much money? Like $200,000?
It was a lot.
I thought it was more than that. I thought it was.
It was a lot. I bet. Well, Kickstarter saves it. Let me see if I can bring up their project.
And the kicker was they only asked for
$15,000. Yeah.
I think that was the goal, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
$15,000.
Well, $15,000 when you're not doing anything is quite a bit of money.
Right. But they got $250,000.
Were there, I think, three or four of them? Four of them, I think. And they asked for $15,000 to spend 3 months building it, and people. Yeah, people contributed a lot more than that. I'm trying to find the project.
We should have done that. Try
that out. We still should with Lashtastic bars.
$200,641 pledged of their $10,000 goal. So almost 6,500 people contributed money.
Yep.
That's just crazy.
Yep.
So, and it's nothing against, I like Kickstarter, and there's some cool things that have been up on there, but it feels like, I don't know. So I think that when you say, we hate them, I think it goes back to when we first saw that, and we're like, well, if they really, why didn't they, because you can close down the Kickstarter. You can say, we have enough. You don't have to stop giving us money. It just seemed like an obscene amount of money for what they were talking about, especially when it's not here yet.
Yep.
We should try this.
Especially when I think its goal or its
kickstart my divorce.
Yes,
because I was originally just gonna buy pay for my divorce.com and see if people would be willing to just give me a dollar to pay off.
Yeah. Hey, it's Ryan again. So we lost the last couple minutes of the podcast due to static because we suck at podcasting. So the last thing we talked about, I think we mentioned my. I think we got to my pick in the clip. So mine was Dayton A Nice Tone, which makes your WordPress dates better. You can find that in the show notes. I'll put a link to it. And we just mentioned that you should comment and star our podcast because clearly it is so awesome. And I think we did spend a couple minutes thanking Lisa Sabin Wilson for commenting and rating the podcast in iTunes. So you can follow everybody. We'll put their Twitter accounts in the show notes and stuff too. But thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week.